If you would, take your Bibles tonight, turn to the Gospel according to John chapter number 12. John chapter number 12. We are going to read tonight verses 44 through 50. John 12, 44 through 50. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to You tonight knowing that we are inadequate to handle Your Word. And God, we pray that You would guide us there. That You'd move us in right directions in both the proclamation of it and in the hearing of it. That what we say and what we hear and what we respond to would be glorious to You. So God, I pray as we look into Christ and what He is to us as Your people, God, that we would learn tonight that You are our all in all. You're all that we need. And we thank God that we have You as our Savior and Lord. So lead us and guide us and direct us in Your paths of truth tonight, and we'll thank You for that in Jesus' name and for Christ's sake. Amen. John chapter 12, beginning in verse number 44. Jesus cried and said, "He that believeth on Me believeth not on Me, but on Him that sent Me. And he that seeth Me seeth Him that sent Me. I am come a light into the world, and whosoever believeth on Me should not abide in darkness. And if any man hear My words and believe not, I judge him not, for I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. He that rejecteth Me and receiveth not My words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. For I have not spoken of Myself, but the Father which sent Me, He gave Me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that His commandment is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto Me, so I speak." And that's God's Word, and all God's people said. We're looking at what Christ is to the believer. We've looked at several of these, 11 of them, I think, so far. Tonight, we want to look at what Christ here says in verse number 46, in which He proclaims that He is light. Christ is our light. And there are several places in Scripture where Christ is held forth by using this metaphor of light. In this particular text that we are looking at tonight, and in the context of where we find the text that we read, Christ is claiming to be light, and this claim comes in the midst of a final invitation that the Lord gives to the nation of Israel. It is, in chronological understanding, midweek of the final week of the life of Christ. Christ will go to the cross on Friday. He entered into the city of Jerusalem on Sunday. This is probably Wednesday. And the temple is overflowing with people, and they are there to celebrate the Passover. And Christ gives one last appeal to the people of Israel that they would come to the light, but He knew the light was about to go out. So what does Jesus being our light mean? That is the question I want to try to answer tonight, and I want to try to do it by looking at this text and sort of moving along three lines of thought. Number one, the light of Christ has come into this world to expose darkness. The light of Christ has come into this world, and in doing so, Christ has exposed for us darkness. If Jesus says He is the light, and that He has come into this world as light, we then must conclude, logically, that apart from Christ, the world is in darkness. Or we could say it this way. If Christ doesn't come as the light, there is no other source of light in this world. It means that those of us who are in the world and make up the world, without Jesus, we have minds that cannot see spiritual things because we are blinded and we are in spiritual darkness. Now, we are able to understand many different things, but spiritually speaking, the world, lost humanity, has absolutely no spiritual light at all. So Jesus is the one who comes to impart to darkness light in order that we might see what is good, what is true, what is righteous, and above all, that we might see God Himself. Unless Christ comes as the light, we don't see God because we are in darkness. I don't know that you have ever been in absolute solid darkness. But I worked in the coal mines. And I'm going to guarantee you something. When you turn your light out in the coal mines, it is absolutely 100% dark. And I had thought several times, because I'm the type of person who likes to have a strategy, a plan to get out in case something happens. But I'm here to tell you, if the lights go out in the coal mines, I did not ever come up with a good solution how I was ever going to get out. Because when the lights go out in the coal mines, you can put your hand right there and not even see the hand in front of your face. That's how dark it is. If God was in the coal mines, I couldn't see Him if there was not light. And that's how dark this world is. That's how dark our hearts are. That's how dark our understanding is. That's how dark our reasoning is. That if God doesn't send light in the person of His Son, Jesus Christ, we never, ever see God. So, Jesus is our light. And there is no other light besides Him. So, without Christ, if Christ doesn't come, all men are in darkness. If Christ doesn't come, I'm in darkness and you're in darkness. So, how dark is it? Well, when the Lord Jesus Christ came into the world as light, He exposed to us how truly dark this world really is. And He does it in a way that we have never been aware of previously. Darkness is fully exposed only by light. Now, We live in a unique time. We live in a very twisted world, as you know. We live in a world where everything is reversed. Wrong is seen as right. Right is seen as wrong. And the reason that is true, the reason why our country is so bent on elevating the wrong and de-emphasizing what is truly right, is that we live in a world that is completely absent of light without Christ. If our officials decide that they are going to run the government of our country without Christ, they are running and governing in the dark. If we as a church decide that we are going to do things without Christ, we will do it in the dark. Because the only light there is spiritually is Christ. The world is ungodly. The world is evil. The world is sinful. And darkness here magnifies the ungodliness of our world. It is ungodly because Christ is absent. So the world without Christ is a spiritual darkness and a moral darkness. And it is filled with people who do not understand the things that only the Spirit of God can reveal to us in God's Word. So we are darkened in our understanding. We are excluded from life in God. And so I want to say tonight that darkness is not a good thing in Scripture. It's not good to be in darkness, because darkness means to be in a hopeless and helpless condition. In darkness, without Christ, let me put it that way, without Christ, we are without spiritual understanding. Without Christ, we cannot understand and we cannot receive spiritual things. Without light from God, we fall into darkness, the darkness of confusion, and we only do what we feel like doing, whether it is satisfying an urge, an appetite, or following a trend or tradition. That is where we are without Christ, who is the only source of light. It's what the world does. I remember when Denise and I went to Las Vegas. We went to Arizona, and then I'd never been to Las Vegas, so I wanted to go to Las Vegas. Been there, done that. But when we got to Las Vegas, we came into Las Vegas as it was getting night. And I'm here to tell you, I've always been drawn to what I've seen on TV, the spectacle of Las Vegas. Because Las Vegas is a night town, right? I mean, when it gets dark, it goes all the way till it gets light in Las Vegas. But what got my attention is that how exciting and how beautiful Las Vegas was at night, and those of you who have been there will agree, the next morning when the light came up, it simply exposed what we didn't see in the dark. It is a nasty, ugly, old-looking, dirty city. We couldn't see it in the night because the dark had concealed it. But when the light came, it exposed what was really there. Jesus came into this world. This world is darkness. And when He came into this darkness, He exposed what's really there. What the darkness hides, what the darkness conceals, God in Christ makes a reality. Jesus has come, and as the light of God, He has come to expose our sinfulness. He has come to expose our wickedness. He has come to expose our waywardness. He has come to reveal to us what we truly are without Christ. And even religious people are religious in darkness. Say amen. If we are living in darkness, we judge everything by the darkness. We'll judge everything according to the flesh, according to human understanding. And there is no light in that. The light of Jesus reveals the terrible darkness that is in every human heart. Without Jesus, all we can do is grope in darkness. Amen. So Jesus comes as the light. He comes into this world of darkness to expose the depth of our darkness. Number two. Not only does Christ come as light to expose the darkness, He comes to help us who believe to escape from this darkness. He not only comes to expose the condition of our hearts, not only to expose the condition of our environment in this dark world, but He guides us and He directs us to escape this darkness if we will believe. Say amen. He says here, what does He say? I did not come to condemn. I came to save. That's what He came to do. He came to save. He came to rescue you and I who are dark and in darkness out of this darkness into His light. There is an escape from darkness. But it is only in Christ. How can my dark heart be cured? Only in Christ. How can this world be fixed? Only in Christ. He is the light who has come not only to expose the depth of darkness, but to help us escape the darkness that we are in. It is possible for us to be delivered out of darkness. If the world is in darkness, we are in darkness, but Jesus Christ does not come to simply reveal our darkness and say, look, you're in darkness, and that's the way it is. No, He comes to lift us out of our darkness by means of His marvelous light. He says, I have come into the world as light so that no one who believes in Me will remain in darkness. We can get out of darkness, but it is only through Christ. To believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, that is the solution for darkness. He is the light. So if we come to Him who is the light, if we depend on Him who is the light, we will walk in His light because we have the light. And because this is not just external, because what Jesus is talking about here is an internal transformation, He says in the Word of God, that what we become in Christ are sons of light. We become partakers of His light through believing in Him. So what Jesus does is He directs us to the Father. He says, if you believe in Me, you don't believe in Me. You believe the One that sent Me. If you see Me, you don't just see Me, you see the One that sent Me. So what Jesus does, He comes into the darkness of this world, in the darkness of our heart, to show us, to direct us, and to guide us toward God. You see Me. You believe in Me. You're seeing and believing in God. That's what Jesus does. He brings us into a right relationship with God. And Jesus is the only way that we can see God, and He is the only way that we can escape this darkness. No one comes to the Father except by and through the light of Me, is what He says. So if you don't have the light of Jesus, you don't see God. If you don't see the light of Jesus and believe in Him, you don't believe in God. So we must believe in Christ, and in believing in Christ, we are believing in the One who has sent Him into this world to be the bearer of light. And to believe means to trust in by faith. The only way to escape our darkness is by faith, trusting in Jesus Christ, who is the light. So spiritual darkness is also spiritual death, and Jesus has come into this world to deliver us from spiritual darkness and to deliver us from spiritual death. He is the light, and He says, I speak the words of My Father, and the words of My Father, the commands of My Father, are eternal life. How do we have eternal life? Because God sent His Son to be light so that we could see God in our darkness. Unless that happens, we have no hope. If we have truly believed, and if we have truly seen God, then it is only because of the light that Jesus has shown in our darkness. And we should stop here tonight and just fill the altar and thank God there was light in our darkness. He has come into the world of darkness so that He may rescue us from darkness. He's not only come to expose the darkness, but to transform us and remove us from the darkness. He has come to bring life to the spiritually dead. So when we come to Christ, we come to the light. We come to Christ, we become a child of light. He is the light. He is the life. He is the light of God's wisdom. He is the light of God's truth. He is the light of God's holiness. He is the light of God's righteousness. He is the light that shines in the darkness, and darkness cannot put it out. He has come to be our And if you are a Christian today, it is not because you signed a card. It is not because you walked an aisle. It's not because you wrote a date in the front of your Bible. If you're a Christian today, it's because you no longer walk in darkness, because you have seen the light of Jesus Christ. Number three. We see here two aspects of Christ being light. He comes to expose to us the depth of our darkness, the right exposing the wrong. He comes to rescue us, to help us escape from darkness. He came to save, not condemn. He comes to bring us words of eternal life, not death. And thirdly, I want you to see the eternality of darkness. Darkness is something for some people that will be eternal. So I want you to think about some things here. What Christ is going to say in this passage is that light doesn't always forever shine in darkness. Although the light came to His own people, although Christ came to the Jews, although He came to shine light into their darkness and to show them God, show them the depth of their darkness, show them the way of escape that was in Himself, His people stopped up their ears, they covered their eyes, they refused to believe, and they rejected Christ, and ultimately they put Him on a cross and they killed Him. So look at verse 35. not on the screen. Look in your Bibles. Jesus says to these Jews on the last week of His life, He says, "Yet a little while is the light with you." Which means that the light's not always going to be with them. There's a little bit longer. There's a few more days that this light is going to be with you. And this is what He says. Walk in the light while ye have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. So there's the final invitation. Listen, I have come into this world, Christ is saying. I have come to bring light into darkness. I've come to show you right from wrong. I've come to rescue you from this darkness if you will believe. But you got to come to the light. And you got to come to the light while there's still light. It is a sad day when the light goes off. This is what God said in the book of Genesis. God's Spirit will not always strive with men. Or in other words, the light goes off. The light that exposes darkness, the light that offers escape from darkness, also points toward judgment that is to come to all those who will not come into the light and who will remain in darkness. Jesus came to save the world, not to judge the world. But I'm here to tell you the world's going to be judged. Say amen. And Jesus says, the words I have spoken, which are the same words of God, those words will judge the world. Those who do not receive the light will ultimately be judged by God and will ultimately be thrown into a devil's hell and the lake of fire of utter and total darkness. So what Jesus is saying to the Jews this day is the light has come. Rescue has come. Escape is available. But you don't have much time. Receive Him while you are able to receive Him. Receive Christ, for He is light. But the opportunity to receive Him is coming to an end. The light is here, and the time to believe is now. Say amen. Say amen. Now, I have no idea. I do not know when darkness falls for an individual. I don't know when the lights go out for individuals. I don't know when God's going to turn the light out on our country. I don't know when the final darkness falls in judgment, divine judgment on the world. But what I do know is that God's mercy doesn't last forever. Now that's a warning. Receive the light while you're able to receive the light. He is a gracious and He is a compassionate God, but He does have limits. You have to remember, God drowned an entire world except for 8 people. Say amen. He killed them all except for 8. And I know you want to be like that woman that came through the car line one day and said, "Well, I sure am glad God of today is not like the God of the Old Testament." He's the same God. There is judgment upon those who reject Him. Jesus here is warning Israel. And through this, God is still warning us. Warning anyone who hears, don't go past the limits of God's patience. He is a patient God, but don't try Him. Say amen. So if your heart is seeing a ray of spiritual light, if you are being drawn in this direction, come and believe in Christ. Confess Him as Lord. Turn from your sin. Repent of your sin. And follow Him. Now is the day of salvation. Now is the time to believe. Because I can't guarantee you how long you have. How long the light's still going to be on. So Jesus says, do it while you can. Do it while you can. So if you go back and you look at this text, a few verses before the verses that we read, you will read that Christ hid Himself from them. Christ comes. He gives this invitation. The light is about to go out. Come to the light when you can, as you can. And then Christ hides Himself from them. And then promises them that there's going to come a day when they will seek Him and He can't be found. Sad day when you come to the place of seeking God and you can't find Him. So the nation of Israel had seen all the evidence. Have they not seen all the evidence? They heard His teaching. They saw His miracles. His miracles were done publicly, not privately. But it was over. And in response to Him, they hated Him. They hated Him. They hated His Father. They hated everything that He did. And yet He invites them one more time to come to the light, and then He disappears. What a sad day. What a sad day when the light goes out. What a sad day when the sun goes down. 3 years. 3.5 years. And He was there every day. And now He's going to be gone. So here's the danger. Are you listening? It may not be a danger for you, but it may be a danger for your lost loved ones. When the nation of Israel would not believe and come to the light, judgment came, and then they could not believe. And you don't want to pass into that category, and you don't want anybody you love passing into that category. When they would not believe, judgment came, and they could not believe. Now let's follow the text, because I want you to see this in Scripture. Verse 37. But though He had done so many miracles before them, yet they what? They believed not on Him. This is in your Bibles, not on the screen. Say amen. Though He had done so many miracles before them, though He had shown them the light and shown them who He was and pointed them to God and offered them a way of escape, they believed not on Him. We good? Verse 38. The reason that this happens this way, He says, Christ says, is so that the saying of Isaiah, the prophet, might be fulfilled, which he spake. Here's the quote. Lord, who hath believed our report? And to whom hath the arm of the Lord been revealed? Therefore they could not believe, because that Esaias or Isaiah said again, He hath blinded their eyes and hardened their hearts, that they should not see with their eyes, nor understand with their heart, and be converted, and I should heal them. These things said Isaias when he saw His glory and spake of Him. So just follow the text. Verse 37 and 38 says they would not believe. Verse 38 and 39 says, therefore, they could not believe. Come to the light while you still can. Because as it was in the days of Noah, there may come a day when God shuts the door. And then it will be too late. You may pass through an area in which you don't want to pass. The area from, I will not believe, to an area in which God has judged me and I cannot believe. Do not hear the word of God and harden your hearts. It is a dangerous, dangerous thing. Amen. Come to the light. Christ is our light. He exposes the darkness and He rescues us from the darkness. And the light judges those who will not believe. And all God's people said,